Just over 2 weeks ago, the first spawn in Togiak was sighted, long before the industry or the fleet was ready to start fishing. All hustled for the grounds and got after it, but the weather blew out the effort for several days. The catches were dropping off through the week, but rebounded big time Thursday with a 3,200-ton haul and close to 1,000 more by midday Friday. This season, Togiak Centers have brought in about 15 out of their 20,000-ton quota, a number that's expected to climb by Saturday's closure. Area manager Tim Sands says the trigger to close the fishery is the size of the individual fish. In order to protect future runs, Fish and Game guards against harvesting the little guys.
The older fish have gone through and spawned, but this next generation, these younger fish, we want them to have a chance to spawn before we start harvesting a whole bunch of them. And we feel like we're getting to the point right now that over 30% of the fish that are being taken are those younger 4, 5, and 6 age classes that really need to be protected at this point.
The bigger fish are typically 8, 9, or 10-year-olds who have already spawned, and for whatever reason, they tend to hit the beaches first. That was an early concern when the fleet got a late start that they might miss out entirely.
I'm very surprised we're going to take that much of the quota. After missing the first several days of the run, I was not expecting to get this close to the quota. Honestly, I would have liked to keep it open a little bit longer, but we have to err on the side of conservation.
Togiak herring are known for their big size, and the quality and percentage of the roe yield has also been high again this year. Icicle Seafood's Warner Liu gave an update Friday morning from aboard the floating processor Gordon Jensen.
Quality remains consistently really good. This is 11-12% roe content, and that's typically you only see that sort of thing in the gillnet fishery, but it's been great all season.
There are 2 gillnet boats participating this year, and they can keep fishing for now. Their gear allows for more selective harvest. The seiners have to wrap up Saturday by noon. How much closer they get to their 20,000-ton quota should be known by Monday. But what the increased harvest does to the value of their catch, with a market that seems to have more than enough herring roe, that remains to be seen. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.